It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining us now is our pastor who's going to be helping us answer our question for today, which is Pastor Abraham Piri. Good afternoon, Pastor, and thank you very much for joining us. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me for this. Good afternoon. Hope you're well.
I am well, Pastor. I'm as well as could be. I am not complaining at all. I had a good weekend. How was your weekend?
It was excellent. Busy, but it was well. The Lord is faithful.
Lovely, lovely. All right, let's get into our question for today, Pastor. Our question is omnipotence being all-powerful? Omnipotence necessary to create our universe when a larger, denser universe would have required more power? Do you have a response for that question, Pastor?
Sure, Mfundisi, thank you very much for this wonderful question. To begin with, the Bible does not specifically address the concept of a larger or denser universe
beyond
our own. Yeah. However, it does affirm that God is the creator of all things, including the heavens and the earth.
Right.
So you see it in Genesis 1 verse 1 recorded like that. In Psalm 19 verse 1 tells us that the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands.
Right.
Emphasizing that the universe reflects God's majesty and power. And so, to address the latter part of the question, while scientific inquiry into the universe continues to expand our understanding of its vastness, density, and structure, the Bible only encourages us believers to marvel at the creation and recognize his authority over everything else that exists.
Right.
So ultimately, whether they are larger or denser universes is a question that remains within the realm of scientific exploration rather than the biblical teaching itself. But just to give it context, omnipotence, yes, is displayed in the creation of God. And God used it basically for a few reasons that probably I'm going to mention quickly.
Okay.
Number one, it's an expression of his nature. You see, God's omnipotence reflects his divine nature. Creation is an expression of his power, wisdom, and creativity, just like we read in Genesis 1, verse 1.
Right.
But also, there's purposeful design. So God created with intention and purpose. So his omnipotence allowed him to design the universe everything within it according to his perfect will. That is Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18.
Right.
So each aspect of creation serves as a purpose of his divine plan. But the third one is it's for the purpose of relationship with creation. Remember, when God created, he created us also in his own image, so he can relate with his creation.
Right.
So this is part of the creation. Probably the second last is a demonstration also of his sovereignty, his God's power.
Okay.
So affirms his sovereignty over all creation. He is not limited by anything, and his power ensures that he will accomplish everything else he desires to. But last but not the least, you said omnipotence also creates a foundation for redemption, because creation and redemption are interconnected in God's overarching plan for humanity through Christ Jesus, our Savior. So in summary, you see that God's use of omnipotence in creation reveals his nature, purpose, and sovereignty, establishing a foundation for relationship between God and humanity and paving way for his redemptive work. Basically, this is how I would attempt to answer the question, Mfundisi.
I'm curious, Mfundisi, because we have a creeping implication in this question. This question implies that the universe we have is very small, and some small God must have created it, because this person is suggesting that there is something larger and denser. There's a universe larger and denser than the one we are currently existing within. I'm not quite sure how this person imagines something more complex. If we as Homo sapiens, we as human beings, have not yet been able to compute everything in this universe, how does this person imagine something more complex? How does this person conceive of something more dense than the one that we're still trying to compute and understand right now? I don't know how that reaches you, Pastor.
Yeah, for this, actually, it's just, I think for me, it's enemy trying to discredit the sovereignty of God, really. And you look at science, because I think it's sometimes it's just probably a struggle to understand the science and God. like someone is just trying to separate both science and God. But in actual fact, you see that the origin of science is actually in God himself. And so sometimes our mind, because we are limited, we can't really fathom or just understand, wrap around these things. So as we keep discovering things, we think, oh, there is something greater, which obviously the purpose of science, just to help us appreciate how vast, how big God is.
Right.
Like you're saying, we can't fully understand him. Even just a little plant, we are failing to comprehend fully.
Absolutely.
So this is how great God is. Yeah. So, yeah.
I was confounded last night when I was doing some of my reading. Human beings still have not been able to fully understand how fish are able to breathe underwater.
Yeah.
The lungs of the aquarium animals are able to breathe underwater, how they're able to use the very same H2O to separate the 2O and breathe it in. And then the person is suggesting that maybe he's not sufficiently omnipotent. I was curious. I would have loved to engage this person and understand where they're coming from. I mean, right now, neurosurgeons are still not able to fully expound on the power of the brain to manage all the human body systems. And this person is saying God is not quite nearly omnipotent enough. I thought, wow. Wow. Thank you very much for your time. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually a wow, really, because see, even just our human heart, you know how it beats every minute of our lives nonstop, the rest of our lives. I don't know whether we live 100 or something years. We can understand that. And this is the power of God in this. We are moving testimony of who God is.
Absolutely.
Power of God in it. So we can only fathom and just appreciate him and just sing hallelujah.
Indeed.
Obviously, we're praying that one day we'll understand, but we'll never fully understand. This is how vast God is and great he is, isn't it?
All right. Thank you very much, Mbuzi. I really appreciate your time. Appreciate your answer. Looking forward to your answer tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, sir. Let's talk to you tomorrow, Mbuzi.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, too.
Thank you.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.